May the words of my mouth be pleasing to you, O God, and may the hearts and minds of this community be open to hearing them. Amen. Please be seated. Darkness. All around us, there is nothing to be seen or felt other than the cold, black, empty space of darkness. Off in the distance, we notice something, a small change in the bleakness that surrounds us. We see a ray of light poke over the horizon. As we turn to focus our gaze on that tiny ray, we notice more of them, changing the darkness slowly. There are hues of pink and orange creeping into the sky. The coldness we feel in our bodies begins to melt away. Soon, the entire sky is changed from bleak darkness to revealing light. The warmth of the sun's rays warming our body, the earth around us, and offering its light to the sky. In these moments, we are the witnesses of something beautiful, a sunrise, the birth of a new day. Yet that is only half of what we are witnessing. In these moments, we are also the witnesses of something equally as beautiful, the beginning of death. As the sun crawls across the sky, we notice its progression, how each movement is an act of living and dying. The sun begins to set. The rays of warm light we have experienced begin to fade away. The bright colors they brought with it dissipate into the evening sky. The sun disappears behind the horizon, and the day is gone. Death has finished it. Yet again, in that very moment, we notice new light rising in the sky. We notice the rise of the moon peeking over the horizon. Millions of stars shining millions of light years away begin to appear in our sky. Though the air carries a chill, it is filled with its own warmth and radiance. In this moment, we are the witnesses of something beautiful, a moonrise, the birth of a new night. In these moments, we are also the witnesses of something equally as beautiful, the beginning of death. This morning, we have gathered to celebrate Earth Day, a time when we, as a society, pause in our work to recognize and celebrate the world in which we are a part of. Not only do we celebrate its existence, we set aside this day to contemplate and learn how we might best care for this amazing gift. Yet, how can we best care for creation if we do not stop to recognize and accept the nature of what creation truly is and means? For most of us, we have only seen what is at the surface of creation, the existence of earth and water, air and fire, birds and animals, fish and cells, trees and flowers, and humanity. We only see part of the story, the part that is in our face screaming, life. Yet that is only half of what creation's nature is. We tend to forget that where there is life, there is also death. In each and every moment, creation is both living and dying. When we witness a sunrise, not only are we witnessing its birth, we are witnessing its death as well. When we witness the life, majesty, and beauty of the great mountain ranges of the world, We are also witnessing their majesty and beauty in death. Here, in this very moment, in this very space, we are witnesses to our own birth and death. We are witnesses to each other's beginning and ending. Right now in our bodies, millions of cells are hard at work being created and being born in our bodies. We grow older, wiser, and we are fully living into our existence. Yet at the same time, millions of other cells are destroyed and dying in our bodies. We are dying in the exact same moment that we are living. Embodied in us, we can witness the very nature of creation, a universe that is constantly in the process of renewing itself through life and death. What then does this mean for us, the stewards that God has placed over creation? And why, out of all creation, are we the ones commissioned with such responsibility? When God spoke and brought about the existence of the universe and all that is in it, God made it in God's own image. God made us in light, in the likeness and in the nature of itself. What does this tell us about the nature of God? If the nature of God's creation centers in every moment of life and death, then we must assume that the nature of God is also centered in these moments, a constant state of living and dying. That is what God's nature is. That is what creation's nature is. That is what our nature is. And just in case we don't see it clearly enough in every other moments of our lives, in case we don't see it in the world God has already created, God embodies this nature once again in the death and resurrection of Christ. Through the crucifixion, God chucks this nature in our face, screaming, "Wake up! Open your eyes and see. See the world for what it is. See yourself for what you truly are. See who I truly am." When we finally begin to take in this understanding, when we finally begin to get it, we, the stewards of this creation, see that when we care for creation, we're also caring for ourselves, our brothers and sisters, and God. Why? Because we all share the same nature. We are all cut from the same cloth. We are just as much a part of creation and God as God is as much a part of us and creation. But again, why us? Why out of the entire universe does God play this joke on us and commission us, of all things, to care for creation? Why not the birds of the air or the fish of the sea? Why can't the trees of the ground or the sky with clouds hold this responsibility? Because out of the entirety of creation, God saw fit to make us the only beings, at least that we know of, that God gave the ability to truly see, contemplate, and understand the nature of creation, the nature of ourselves, and begin, just a little bit, to understand the nature of God. Because we have free will, because we can dream, because we are not ruled by our instincts like the rest of the world, but by our consciousness, that is why we are named the stewards of God's great masterpiece. Instead of being ruled by creation, we have the ability to observe and rule it. Powerful stuff, right? Yet though we are given this power to rule, God expects us to nurture creation, to care for it. with our being, our nature. God made it so that we don't just live out who we are, but gives us the minds and consciousness we need in order to understand it. That is why we are commissioned with such great responsibility. And boy, have we really screwed things up. With this great knowledge and access to power, what have we done with it? Have we cared for our neighbors? Have we cared for all the creatures that roam the earth? Have we cared for this great planet that sustains us and gives us life? I don't think we have. Rather than care for creation, as is our holy and divine responsibility, we have used it for our own gain, subjugating the world and all its creatures to our own whims and fancies, rather than living up to the great trust God places in us. We have basically just thrown God away, given him the finger, and said, "Piss off, God, this is our world." And what has it gotten us? Centuries of war and violence. The extinction of hundreds of species that God made with love. The devastation of our planet's ecosystems, rainforests, and biodiversity. The depletion and unequal distribution of our world's natural resources. Even to the destruction of the very atmosphere that keeps us breathing. Even amongst ourselves, we have demonized, beaten, and killed millions of our fellow siblings, all because our skin color may be different, because some of us are male or female, because some of us express love in different ways, because some of us connect with God through other paths than the one of the majority. Instead of caring for God's creation, we have spent centuries using our knowledge of creation's living and dying nature to subjugate it and make ourselves gods over it. But we are finally starting to wake up, aren't we? And see how truly wrong we have been. Today, we celebrate Earth Day. Today, we see that God still has hope in us, still has faith that we can do the right thing. God has faith that we can still be faithful and responsible stewards to creation. Today, we are given the ability to step off of the path we have been on for so long and begin to forge a new one, one where we take seriously the responsibility that God has laid on our shoulders. Today, we can walk out of this building and show the world just how seriously we all as individuals and all of us together as a community here at Holy Comforter takes its role as a steward of creation. Today, we can help our neighbors realize their true nature, their true responsibility, and help guide them. Today, we can begin to reach out a hand and begin to heal all of the brokenness that we have brought into the world. Together, we can begin to heal our city, heal our state, heal our nation, heal our planet, heal all of God's creation. We have that power. Together, we can set aside our pride and vanity and begin to live again into our true nature. Let us go forth into the world, today and always, as faithful and dutiful servants to our island home. In the name of our blessed Lord, who is revealed to us through creation. Amen.